This is the Aviat Merli of the 23rd of August 2026, original date, the 31st of March 2011. Have the determined thought to become an example of being tension-free and of becoming an image of support for everyone. Use the power of your mind to give the blessing of happiness to souls who are experiencing sorrow. Today, the great-great-grandfather is seeing the lines of fortune of his children, who are the few out of multi-millions and the handful of that few. He is seeing the sparkle of a divine sparkling star on each one's forehead. He is seeing the line of love in their eyes. He is seeing the line of this knowledge on their lips. He is seeing the line in their hearts of being lost in love for the heart of the Comforter of Hearts. He is seeing the line of the treasures of this knowledge on their hands. He is seeing the line of multi-millions at every step on their feet. Each child is full, number-wise, in each of these lines. No one apart from you can have this fortune. Such elevated fortune of each one is visibly sparkling, and this fortune becomes imperishable. Why? Because it is the imperishable Father who gives it to you. Only at this confluence age do you attain this elevated fortune, which continues in the future too. This confluence age is the age of all attainments. To the extent that each one of you accumulates your fortune, so you continue to receive the fruit of fortune for many births. Only you children know the praise of this confluence age. The attainments of the confluence age are the most elevated of the whole cycle. Bap Dada is seeing how much each child is filled with the attainments of the confluence age. Do all of you constantly experience all the attainments of the confluence age, or only sometimes? The Father is imperishable, and so the attainments are also imperishable. You know in which form Bap Dada wishes to see all of you, do you not? Bap Dada wants every child to be a self-sovereign king, to be a king and to rule over yourself, that is, over your physical senses and your mind, intellect and sanskars. Of course, you will have a right to the kingdom in the future, but you should now become a king who has a right to self-sovereignty. All of your physical senses should be under your control, because you have received the treasure of all powers from the Father. Bap Dada wishes to see every child in the form of a king who has a right to self-sovereignty. Have all of you become self-sovereigns, masters of yourselves? Have you developed ruling power and controlling power over your mind and intellect? There isn't any dependency, is there? You have a right. When you keep Bap Dada with you and you do not become alone, when you constantly keep the Father as your companion, then neither do your mind nor your intellect or sanskars have the power to be not under your control. This is why Bap Dada always says to you Shaktis, which form of yours should you constantly remember so that you never forget the Father's company? That form is, I am a Shiv Shakti. Shiv and Shakti are combined. This awareness automatically makes you a conqueror of Maya and a conqueror of matter, because Bap Dada has already told you that at present the elements of matter are continuing to do their work. It is because human souls have troubled the elements of nature that they too are troubling human souls. Nowadays you can see that the elements are carrying out the work somewhere or other, but you are becoming conquerors of matter and making the elements Satyabhrutam. People are afraid seeing the upheaval of the elements and are wondering what will happen tomorrow. You know that the best of all will happen, because it is now the confluence age, the Amrit Vela of the world cycle. What comes after Amrit Vela? Morning. Darkness finishes and there is light. You are now happy that your kingdom of the world of happiness, where matter also gives happiness, has now almost come. You have this happiness, do you not? In that kingdom there will be no name or trace of sorrow or peacelessness, because you are becoming the conquerors of matter at the confluence age. What is the happiness that all of you have? Say, our kingdom is about to come. Do you have this happiness? Those who maintain this happiness, raise your hands. Very good. You remain happy, and so congratulations for that. However, are you enabling this happiness of yours to reach your brothers and sisters with the rays that you have received from the Father? Because they are experiencing sorrow and peacelessness. The Father had said, each of you has to fix some time in your daily timetable to do such service with your mind. Just as you have fixed a time for doing other things, in the same way, with the nourishment of your happiness and with the power of your mind, give them some blessings and make them happy. Those who have fixed their time for doing this service with their minds, raise your hands. Acha. Those who haven't done this are few, so now fix a time for this, because they are your brothers and sisters, are they not? Do you not feel mercy? Or is it that you don't feel mercy for them? You do you not? Bap Dada wants to see the two special things of the confluencer age that are invaluable. One is the power of thoughts, and the other is the time of the confluence age. Because in the one birth of the confluence age, you have to create a reward for many births. Nowadays, Bap Dada sees that many have fewer impure thoughts, but that waste thoughts do continue to come. According to the value of this one birth, waste thoughts must now finish, because according to the importance of the confluence age, 1 second gives you a right to so much invaluable time. This is why each one of you has to know the value of these two things, time and thoughts, and to use your time and thoughts in a worthwhile way, just as you use your physical treasures in a worthwhile way. And you know that by using them in a worthwhile way in this one birth, you will accumulate that attainment for many births. In the same way, pay attention to both of these things. Use them in a worthwhile way and become an image of success. Today, Bapdada is giving each child one special blessing. Can each of you children make yourself tension-free from today? Have the determined thought that from today there will be a tension, no tension. When Bapdada sees you children with tension, he feels that he should immediately take your photograph and send it to you. And so you would then understand what you have become. Bapdada wants to make each of you a conqueror of the mind and a conqueror of the world. After all, where does tension come? It comes in the mind, does it not? You are kings. You are masters of yourselves, are you not? Is the mind yours, or is the mind your master? What do you say? Throughout the day you say, my mind, do you not? It is not the master, is it? Who has the courage? You will easily receive the Father's blessing, but you simply have to pay a little attention. Experience the help of the Father's blessing and then see. Whenever you then look at anyone's face, what will it be like? Tension-free, like a lotus or a rose in bloom. Bapdada saw that he has received news from some places of the work he had given you of writing down your percentage. You have the result from here too. Bapdada is congratulating you for having paid attention. However, according to the time, you will not have so much time to listen, and therefore Bapdada now wants you to do service with your mind, your face and your activity. The practice you have now will be useful in the times to come. Can you have the thought to remain tension-free from today? Can you do it? Can you do it? Raise your hands, tension-free. Acha, take everyone's photo. Very good. Nowadays, tension is increasing a lot in the world. When the souls who have tension, according to the circumstances, see your experience of being tension-free, and that your activity and face are tension-free, you will become an image of support for them. Today, when you tour around in the world or hear the news, what do you see? They continue to invent ways to make themselves happy temporarily. Show those who have tension an example of being tension-free, and they will then be able to see some support. Did you have the thought in your mind that you will remain tension-free? Did you? Is it a determined thought or ordinary? Where there is determination, success is guaranteed. Not that you will do it at some point, but that you are definitely going to do it. Do you like this? Raise your hands for this. Baba saw one thing with which you pleased Baba by raising your hands. You pleased Baba by raising your hands, but what are you going to do now? There is the difference of day and night between a determined thought and an ordinary thought, that you will do it at some point and that you definitely have to do it. Today is the last day of this year's season, but next season Bapdada wants to see every centre, whether small or large. You have plenty of time till then. Next year, Baba does not want any reason or excuses, but he wants to see you as embodiments of solutions. How much courage and enthusiasm do you have for there not being any name or trace of tension in the Brahmin family? Is this possible? Each one of you can ask yourself, is this possible? Bapdada wants to hear this good news. Bapdada saw that everyone has the desire to do this, but when problems come, they make you belong to them. You then say very sweet things. This happens, does it not? This will of course happen. This continues all the time, does it not? You tell Bapdada many very sweet things. The solution to everything is simply to become a king, that's all. Become a master of yourself, a self-sovereign. Baba is seeing all of you children, whether you are sitting in front of Bapdada or you are sitting far away, but are sitting in his heart. You are all in front of his eyes. Baba is seeing in his heart all of you who are far away. Bapdada knows that there are small Gita Pashalas set up in Madhuban today. Bapdada is first of all giving lots and lots and lots of love, affection and remembrance from his heart to those who are sitting on the floor and in many different places. The note that more than 28,000 brothers and sisters have reached Shantivan today. Bapdada saw that some children have had to face a little difficulty, but because of happiness, you don't feel any difficulty. At least you have 3 feet of land to sleep on comfortably. Bapdada is giving special love and remembrance to those who have become Patrani, queens sleeping on the floor. Acha. Those who have come to Madhuban or to meet Bapdada for the first time stand up. Bapdada is giving many, many congratulations to the children who have come for the first time to the new Brahmin family on behalf of himself and on behalf of the Brahmin family. Because even though you have come too late, you have at least come. You have now seen Bapdada and the family. Bapdada feels that even if you have come today, you have a special blessing that if you want it in your heart, then although you have come last, you can go fast. You can go ahead fast. Bapdada and the family have love for all of you souls. They, the Brahmin family, will be cooperative. They will give you love and enable you to move forward. They will give you a chance. This is why those who have come today have a very good chance in the drama to go ahead. Wherever you have come from, the whole family will cooperate with you, and you have just to become easy yogis. Acha. It is the turn of Rajasthan and Bhopal to serve. Father Brahma liked the land of Rajasthan so much that he created Madhuban in Rajasthan. Bapdada saw that a very good expansion is now taking place in all the places of Rajasthan. Very good programs of giving the father's message to new souls are now taking place. However, Bapdada is telling everyone, each centre has to prepare a group of air souls who have love for the Yajna, those who move forward themselves and who make others have love for the Yajna. Bapdada said this, there has to be the expansion of souls who have love for the Yajna, who have love for service, and who are moving forward constantly, using everything in a worthwhile way. It is good. Everyone has a lot of zeal and enthusiasm in the task of giving the message. Bapdada now wants to see the maximum number of those who have a balance of the self and service to move forward from every centre. Not just service, but the self and service. Because there now isn't that much time left for self-transformation. This is why it is first the self, then service with that. Each service centre has to become free from obstacles. All companions are to be free from obstacles. Not just the teachers, but the whole class has to be free from obstacles. So all of you have to pay attention to self-transformation. Now increase this. Listen to each one and give them all wings of zeal and enthusiasm so that you are able to give Bapdada the news of the centre being free from obstacles. Bapdada saw that Rajasthan is also moving forward and will continue to do so. Bapdada is congratulating each child for moving forward. Acha. Bhopal zone. Acha. This zone is also progressing very well in transforming the self and bringing about expansion in service. Bapdada is pleased that each of you children is making plans for yourself and also putting those into a practical form. Bapdada's pure hope is that you will constantly continue to make progress. It is seen that there is zeal and enthusiasm in every zone, and this is why you are bringing about expansion of service at your own places. Bapdada is congratulating you for the future too. Continue to make progress and fly, and make others fly. Acha. Double foreign brothers and sisters. It has been seen that although those from abroad have test papers, they have the one speciality of speaking about them with an honest heart. They don't keep anything inside, and they find a solution with an honest heart. Bapdada is pleased that when you children have a clean heart, the Lord becomes present. Seeing this good result, Bapdada is congratulating you and also giving you this blessing. You will constantly continue to make progress. Teachers are also making good effort. Bapdada is pleased that those from abroad are taking the maximum benefit from Madhaban. Bapdada is seeing that you have started doing service abroad in a big way, even in smaller places. Congratulations for the service you do, and congratulations for your self-transformation. Continue to fly and make others fly. Acha. Bapdada is especially congratulating the children everywhere in this land and abroad for easily moving forward in their effort and enabling others to move forward. Bapdada has already given a direction for the time that is to come. Become an intense effort maker. Put a full stop in a second. The practice of putting a full stop is extremely essential. Do not be slack in this. Anything can happen suddenly, and this is why Bapdada's pure hope is that each child is with him, will go back with him, and rule the kingdom with Father Brahma. Then Shiv Baba will become the detached observer. You are going to become companions, and so you definitely have to become equal to Bapdada. Acha. Congratulations from Bap Dada to each child for this year, and for next year, next season too, and for definitely becoming equal to the father. Acha. Blessing. May you finish all force of obstacles by becoming powerful with your churning power, and thereby becoming free from all attractions. At present, there is a need for you souls to fill yourselves with all the powers, with your churning power. For this, be introverted and churn every point, so that the butter, the essence, can be extracted and you can become powerful. Such powerful souls experience supersensuous joy. They are not attracted by anything temporary. The powerful stage of spirituality that is created by their stage of being merged in love is able to finish all force of obstacles. Slogan. Those who receive everyone's respect in the Brahmin world can be seated on a throne. Aviat signal. Finish the seed of impurity and become completely pure and clean. The special preference of Father Brahma and Father Shiva is purity. However, the definition of purity is very deep. When there is purity, then faith, honesty and cleanliness also develop naturally. The meaning of complete purity is that impurity does not touch your mind or intellect, even in your dreams. This is known as being a true Vaishnav. Om Shanti.